Hello everyone and welcome back to Live a Well Designed Life. I'm your host Kiran Singh. Today I thought I'm going to share my thoughts on how to do life cleanse when entering a new season. As you know, we are not too far away from spring. In my little world, spring started 1st of March even though it's cold outside. And sometimes when you have a little bit of snow, a little bit of rain, a little bit of wind, but in my little world, it's still spring. So spring is a season of fresh starts and renewal. My mantra during spring is often, out with the old and in with the new. This notion is what leads many of us to tidy up and clean our homes during the transition from winter to spring. In a similar way, spring often sends us to clean up our health, making it a popular time to detox the body and lose weight. The symbolism of rebirth and new life that is synonymous with spring season can be applied to the mind. Spring can be the perfect time to detox your mind too, re-energize your routine and mindset, and assess what in life is working and what isn't. With a little guidance, you can make your routines more efficient and energizing, and let go of any habits and beliefs or part of life that is no longer serving you, to make space for what's new and fresh. Let's start with the body. Research local seasonal vegetables and fruits. Ease into seasonal sleep patterns and daylight shifts. Cook beautiful plant-based meals. Embrace seasonal activities for natural movement. Practice deep breathing when rising and before sleep. Do a full body check-in and notice where tension is being held, and then release. Next is your mind. Journal regularly and create seasonal affirmations. Do a social media cleanse, unfollow and mute. Create a season playlist. Write a season bucket list of activities to bring joy. Use sensory details, list the top 10 favorite aspects of a current season. Make a seasonal book list and borrow it from the local library. Speak to yourself with kindness. Next up is space. Deep clean your living space to release stagnant energy. Declutter and release unused objects with gratitude. What I do here, I list all the things I don't need, want or use every season, and I list them all year. And then local people who live literally within distance, they come and collect it. And at least that way, it saves me a trip to go to a charity shop and people actually need the things to come and collect it. Bring natural seasonal scents into living spaces. Organize for clarity and calm. That means closets, drawers, bookcases, kitchen cupboards, bathroom stock, anything needs to be organized. Take note of where and when natural ceiling lights enter your space. Store away any past ceiling decor in a beautiful and organized manner. So this is something I do on the first of every season. So I redecorated my home for spring on the 1st of March. And I did a seasonal deep clean. And I washed all the winter decorations, as in cushions and blankets and stuff. I washed them, I put them in vacuum bags, some lavender flowers in there to get them scented and fresh from moths and stuff, and then brought in brighter colors to bring in the feeling of spring. So that's something you can do. You can check out my Instagram, instagram.com/array of happiness. You can see what I did there. Next is our soul. Check in with yourself often through seasonal shifts. Celebrate daily wins. Honor the need for rest, affirmation, softness, and play. Plan times to connect with the community in real life and away from the screen. Write a letter to yourself 10 years ago. Next, write another letter to yourself 10 years from now. I actually do this through futureme.org. I'll send myself a season letter. So at the beginning of every season, I'll write a letter for the next season to see how far I come with my goals and intentions, and kind of keeps them accountable. Some other things you can do is pay for strangers' coffee. Kindness is crucial in this role, especially today, in this day and age, with everything's happening. Leave a post-it note with encouragement on a park bench, or leave a book. You never know who's going to read a book or who needs that book you're leaving. Some prompts to ask yourself when starting your season. This season, I want to feel. This season, I'm actively manifesting. Things, ideas, stories I'm ready to put down this season include. What do I need to pick up or shift this season to be most honest self? What desires are arising in me in this current season of life? What do I want to make more time for? What daily shifts might I have to create this time? But part of your stories within you are asking to be seen and known during this season. Where do I fully trust myself in this season of life? Where do I doubt myself? What narratives that I tell myself am I ready to rewrite this season? So for me, this season is all about growth. I have been working hard the winter season to set in new habits, good habits. I started working out yoga and Pilates back in December. I think I'm literally close to 70 days of, you know, consistency. I've been working out every single day for any time between 25 to 35, 40 minutes, sometimes even three times a day. And then a walk. I intend to go for daily walks at my local park. It's just so beautiful. And I love capturing the moments. What else? This season, I also, obviously, I'm not a winter person. The winter has been long enough for me. But this spring season, I'm looking forward to spend more time outdoor in nature. Going on day trips in the UK. We got, it's a company called Plimbley Travel. This is not sponsored, I'm just mentioning them. They do day trips across the UK, like a few times a month. So my intention is to literally go on a day trip every month to a different part of the country. Then obviously I'm all about simple, slow, intentional living. I'm always on top of my decluttering game because I'm very aware of that I don't actually use everything I own. And that is something COVID taught me back in 2020. Since then, till date, I think I've given away about 80% of my belongings. And I still have things. I'm not saying I'm like those minimalists who have nothing. I do still have things. I'm interior designer, so I love having a pretty home. But then everything I own right now is, you know, is practically something I use. I downsized from a two-bed apartment at the seaside to one-bed loft apartment in the city. And obviously I miss the seaside, but I needed the greenery. I'm a person who thrives when I see, you know, Mother Nature outside. Water, the sea did it for me at certain times, but like when that's all you could see and you couldn't see the season change, that really, really kind of had an impact on me. So at least now I can see, you know, when it's summer outside, when it's spring outside, when it's autumn, when it's winter, I can see the season, and that's crucial for my well-being, honestly. But yeah, I'm excited about this new season. And I hope you found this episode, you know, somewhat useful, and you can, you know, transition from winter to spring. So I think I'm going to leave it with this for now. If you have any comments, feel free to leave them below or drop an email at hello@kirensingh.uk.com. Do not forget to download my free app at kirensingh.uk.com/app. Until next time, take care and bye for now.